The federal government has split up its omnibus savings bill in an attempt to get some legislation through the Senate. The original omnibus bill proposed 16 savings measures, which focused on reining in the welfare budget in order to fund the federal government's childcare package. Labor and the crossbench didn't want a bar of it, so now the omnibus bill is gone, and in its place are two bills. One bill proposes a smaller package of savings measures. The other proposes childcare reforms. So will these revised bills pass the upper house? Michael Packey has been watching a fiery Question Time. He's on the line. Michael, good afternoon.
G'day, Ben.
I did say the day they announced this omnibus bill that I thought it was pretty arrogant to be thinking that they were going to push this through, considering that there's others in the Senate who've got all the power here and they've finally realised they've got to break the thing up.
Absolutely, and they have had to break the thing up. They've had no other choice, and they've had to do it to clear the decks ahead of the May budget. They can't no longer cling on to policies that are not likely to see the light of day. So today, it's all been about welfare. The government wanted to save around $4 to $6 billion as a result of the omnibus bill, and then redirect that money to pay for new childcare measures and also to prop up the National Disability Insurance Scheme. That just wouldn't get passed. So the legislation has been drastically stripped back, and these 16 measures contained in the original legislation have now been dropped to four. And these four bits of these four measures, the government hopes will now raise around $2 billion, a little over $2 billion, much less than they wanted.
Any indication from the crossbench that they're going to cop it in its new form?
Look, I think there is. I've spoken to a fair few people today about what they're going to do, and it looks as though the government has quietly reached some sort of a compromise with the crossbench, mainly the Nick Xenophon team, and it probably will get through. I reckon this is going to happen by tomorrow, but the government has moved to ensure that Parliament does sit until Friday. Mm. It wants to make sure that this gets done, but I reckon it'll get done by tomorrow.
All right, Scott Morrison was very animated. The Federal Treasurer during Question Time about the company tax package, although there's talk that that could be on the scrap heap.
I think it will be on the scrap heap by next week. The Treasurer, Scott Morrison, was asked a fair few times during Question Time by various Labor MPs what he was planning to do with the company tax cuts, and he wouldn't rule out that the government would essentially throw out this plan to cut the company tax rate by 25% over the next 10 years. So essentially it looks as though that's unlikely to happen. But there will be some businesses that will get some relief, and that is businesses with a turnover of around $10 million will get their tax rate reduced to 27.5%, but businesses with a turnover above $10 million, they won't get anything.
All right, another reminder of who's really got the power in the upper house. Nice to talk to you, Michael. Thank you.
No problem.
Michael Packey, 2GB's Federal Political Editor.